This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey. Hi.
Let's see how many different ways Burger Jeff can flavor the weather.
Autumn color is vivid in this bright golden sunlight on this Friday morning. There's the live view from our city camera. There's the Jefferson Memorial, the blue waters of the Potomac reflecting that clear sky.
Very good.
Wow. Did he say infecting? Did he really say infecting?
Reflecting.
Reflecting.
Oh, I thought he said infecting that clear sky.
Reflecting. Well, hi, welcome to the show, everybody. As you heard, golden sunlight.
Golden sunlight.
On this beautiful Friday. Let's start with the... This is a tape that's on the internet. It's a guy, not a fake prank call.
Uh-huh.
It's a complaint call. Maybe you've heard this. The guy calling Jimmy Dean Sausage to complain because, and it kind of makes sense. They changed the packaging, but kept the pricing the same.
Yes.
Understand?
I do.
You used to pay whatever it is, $4
I know.
For 16 ounces of Jimmy Dean sausage. Uh-huh. Now it's $4 for 12 ounces.
I hate that.
And I pride myself as the only one on the show that's ever pressed Jimmy Dean's flesh. I met the man.
Pressed it hard.
Jimmy Dean and Frank Perdue on the same night.
And what is sausage but pressed flesh?
Absolutely, Rob.
And also pig's parts.
Pig's parts. Parts is parts. Snouts. May include snouts.
So the guy is upset, and here he is calling Jimmy Dean, the Jimmy Dean hotline.
That's right.
I ask you not.
I don't know where you people come from. I don't know if you test your products, your quantity of your product. Your products are very delicious. Love your sausage for 30-something years, but I can't take and feed a family of five on a little 12-ounce roll of sausage. I don't mind paying you more money for your 16-ounce roll of sausage. But you don't have it anymore. You've got a 12-ounce roll. And you've got three men that weigh over 200 pounds apiece.
That's right.
A woman that's a little plump Scotch girl. And a daughter who's 13. And you're going to try to take a 12-ounce roll of sausage and a couple of dozen eggs and feed that. It ain't going to work. And I'm not going to purchase your product anymore or ever again.
Wow.
He's upset.
Then he's got a part two.
And as far as your 16-ounce and maple and sage, I don't eat that. I'm not from the North. I'm a Texas man. Jimmy Dean sausage is for Southern people to eat with their breakfast, with the fried eggs and the T-bone steaks. And I can't see going to a little 12-ounce package to feed four, five, six people. And I'm not going to buy two of those 12-ounce packages.
Right on.
Just because you want to downsize and charge the same goddamn price. I'd sure like a reply, and I'd sure like you to go back to your 16-ounce package on your regular sausage, because I'm not going to buy it otherwise ever again. I'll just have my own sauce made like I used to 30-something years ago. It's not as tasty as yours is, but it'll work. Goodbye. That little 12-ounce goddamn roll of sausage is supposed to feed your brother and me and you, 600 pounds of men, at least. You get my point? And the two girls, and they put it in that
Now he's just talking.
Son of a somebody needs a kick. Some little consumer geekaroid thought this up. Save money. Yeah, save money. Save money. I'm going to eat, God.
Sure.
God damn it.
I just heard earlier, though, he threw the T-bone in.
Well, sure. You want sausage with your T-bone.
Well, the T-bone, I mean, that's expensive right there.
So that's the guy who's calling the Jimmy Dean, I guess it is the helpline, leave your thing at the beep.
The consumer complaint line.
Anyway. That's funny.
Hey, guys, number one fan. Great job playing that comedy bit.
Thank you.
Funny stuff. Anyway, gotta run. Number one fan.
Gotcha.
He's very busy.
You plan on taking any phone calls today? You think we should take phone calls?
I think it's a great idea.
All right, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys, number one fan. Great job taking calls. I love the fact that you stay connected with the people. Anyway, gotta run. Number one fan.
Thank you.
Gotcha.
He's so nice.
I know we really got to start the show. Did anybody watch the debate last night?
I watched a lot of the debate, almost all of it last night.
Who'd you thought won?
I'm leaning towards your gal.
Who'd you think won?
I thought she won the debate. She came.
Hey, guys, number one fan. Great job keeping us informed about the world of politics.
Thank you.
Gotta run. Number one fan.
Appreciate it.
Gotcha.
Thank you. Thank ye.
Gotcha.
You know, what I liked best, really, was when Dennis Kucinich got up and railed against Jimmy Dean Sausage. He was just, he did 10 minutes on it. They couldn't get him to shut up.
He's right.
And he's a little guy. He's not like over 200 pounds.
Is there any news about Britney Spears or anything at all like that, Lindsay Lohan?
Nothing big, nothing new.
Paris Hilton?
Britney ran over another foot.
She's still driving with her kids in the car, and that's trouble.
Did you see a picture of that somewhere?
Yeah, I did. I actually saw that.
Fan, great job giving us that entertainment buzz. I love staying in touch with the pop culture scene. Gotta run, number one fan.
He is so busy, he's always gotta run.
Really,
I wish he'd linger longer.
We do really have to start the show. Did you watch the CSI last night that we talked about? Was it sappy as predicted with the whole I don't wanna wait?
Yeah, sure it was.
You didn't watch it?
Yes, I did. I did. I loved it. It was fantastic. Well, I liked the ending especially.
Did you watch any?
I liked the ending when she walked down the hallway after planting one on Grissom.
Ah, see, I did not see it. I watched The Office.
I watched 5 seconds of the end of it, but I did see it, and I'm reporting on it now.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, number one fan. Great job talking about what was on TV last night. Keep up the awesome work. Gotta run, number one fan.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yourself.
Hello.
Oh, that's funny.
That was funny.
Thanks, Larry.
Sweet peaches, what have I done?
Hey, why don't you just kiss it?
Kiss my bubba. Just kiss it.
Just kiss it.
God, I want to kiss you on the mouth to stop you from saying such ridiculous things.
Wow.
Things like what?
I didn't ask you. You poop.
Hey.
That was funny.
Oh, you bet that was funny. Right, Clay.
This is Rip Taylor. I will be at the Metroliner tomorrow at 11 a.m. in Washington, D.C.
Hi, Rip.
For 2 days. Do not call me until noon because I will not be there. But call me. We can do something before the weekend is over. And Rippy Dippy, we can fill in some interviews and papers for me. So I'm only here for 2 days. Rip Taylor, you may have heard of me. I'll call you tomorrow around noon when I get in.
Well, what have we here?
Ah, darling. Absolutely.
What the bleep happened here?
That was an old message from Rip Taylor, I think.
Thank you, Charlie.
Darling.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
I have hemorrhoids!
I'll stand in line.
Let's pick up the phone and let's call that hotline today.
Let's do it.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
These guys is pretty cool. This is a cool station. These guys is cool, you know. They blue-eyed soul brothers. They all right, you know. They pay over, they can wail.
Listen to us react.
I love it when you play one of our tapes from the Kinescope.
Cut the jibber-jabber.
Oh. All right.
It takes a lot of courage to get up here and do something that you know people will make fun of.
I know.
That was not funny. Don't you stop laughing. That ain't like funny.
Peter North.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Woo! So I think he like 10 to 12 times at one point.
Yeah.
Ah, what glorious goo.
What's that look like?
Looks like baby vomit.
And, of course.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Uh-huh. And he doesn't.
Here's an amazing act. Here's a tremendous act. Here's a startling act. The amazing, the thrilling, the greatest, spectacular, incredible, exciting, wonderful, world fame, most unusual, novelty act.
Yeah! Right, start it.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike!
There we are. Right, hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
How the frig are you?
Frigging great.
Not a Mike Show, and it's Friday. And phone number 7 was yesterday. 877-365-3636. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys.
Howdy.
How are you?
Very well.
Yesterday's show, you guys doing the Peter Gabriel versus Sarah McLachlan standard intro to every single movie trailer, the funniest radio I've ever heard. I had to pull over.
Absolutely.
Number one fan. That's another caller.
Number two.
Oh, fan. No. I'm number one female fan. Oh.
No, you're right. The Smithsonian called after the show yesterday and said, can we please have it, the entire show, on a cassette?
Yes. It was that popular. And you're just echoing what millions have called in and told
us. I want the 8-track version, though, not the cassette. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
8-track's my way to go. But the cliches, keep pointing them out because you guys do it better than anybody else.
All right.
Okay, we'll try not to make a cliche out of your call.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Number one cliche,
okay,
out.
Bye-bye.
In a world where ladies call the show.
Hello, Don and Mike show. We're fat ladies.
Of course, they're all fat.
Hi, Rob. How are you?
I'm good.
Hi, Don and Mike show. How are your balls?
They're very untouched.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
So long, fat ass.
Hello.
Yes, it's you. Speak. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's happening?
Not much. Just sitting here in sunny, fabulous Las Vegas waiting for Mike to come out here and spend some money.
Got my room ready?
Hey, you can come crash with us. That's no problem.
Just, turn down the sheets and put a mint on the pillow.
There you go. Hey, listen, I got to pass this
Steve,
along to
my
you.
Man, how you doing? How are things going at Wynn? At Wynn's Casino. That's great. Are you doing well out there?
I guess they are. I don't work for Wynn.
All
right. Personally, I wish you'd left the thing alone and not built that funny-looking building, but, that's just me. But I got to tell
you. You're right. That is just you. Mike, I got to tell you something.
Yes.
To start the show, I hope you don't mind.
Uh-oh.
I did intrude on your personal life.
All right.
Wow. I called the doctor's office today.
Because you knew I wouldn't.
Of course you wouldn't.
Right.
So I called.
Are you telling the truth?
I swear to any God you choose to believe in.
Just give me a second. A golden calf.
Yes. Name it. Yes. Moo.
All right. I believe you now.
Moo.
All right.
Called today.
Yes.
Discussed your situation.
My situation?
Well, the fact that you refused to go in.
Oh, that situation.
For your follow-up.
Yes.
I had a chat with Nurse Bonnie.
Yes.
About, I swear to God.
Yeah, okay.
And I made you an appointment. I am not kidding. Here you go.
I thought about this.
10:15 a.m., Thursday, November 29th. There you go. So you can tell us all on the day of the 29th what's wrong with you.
Well, did it go any further than that?
Mike, that's privilege between myself and the doctor and Bonnie.
Well, that can't be. That's my medical information that you're telling me is now privileged.
Right.
That's just not right. I wanted you to, if you were going to make the call, I would have liked you to, get a little input from Bonnie. Something that I was hoping Buzz could get for me. And now I've got two people that have spoken with this lovely lady. And, I've got an appointment, but I don't have any.
You got to
go back.
I'm not
going to be able to enjoy my turkey.
You got to go. Well, I could get you in early, but she said that when she had mentioned an 8 o'clock appointment, that you said that was too early.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked her to please juggle things around to find something mid morning for you.
That's very
that
nice.
That works
of you.
With the doc and works with your schedule.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is telling the truth. He has handed me
I see it.
A 10:15 a.m. appointment sitting right here now.
Why would I lie?
Perhaps I would be walking into the office at 10:15 a.m.
No.
On Thursday the 29th and hilarity would
God,
ensue.
No, I swear to God I wouldn't do that to you. Although that would be a funny way to get you to show up there. But no, an appointment has been made in your name on that date.
What do you think that's on this card? That's freaking me out right now.
What part?
I have no idea. I wrote down the date and the time, right? I wrote appointment for Mike.
It's important. When did she say that? Did she say that, or did you put that down there?
Yes.
She said it?
Yes.
This is privilege.
Did you get any other information? Just tell me if you got... You don't have to tell me the information. Did you get any information?
You're D-Y-I-N-G.
All right. I can deal with that. You know what that tells me?
See?
You know what that tells me?
Live it up, baby.
Bringing more cash to Vegas. More cash to Vegas, baby. As a matter of fact, I was thinking about liquidating some of my assets and letting it all ride. To always bet on black, to go out there and, play. And you know what? I don't play roulette. I will play roulette when I get out there.
Sure.
Good idea.
What a wacky, wacky life we live when you consider the fact that, seriously, I called this doctor's office today, and she thought I was calling about myself, and I said, no, I'm calling on behalf of Mike.
Uh-huh.
And she said, okay, let's talk about him.
And she and you had a nice chat? How long were you on the phone with her, roughly? Can you estimate?
10 minutes.
10 minutes?
10 minutes, wow. Yeah. Well, part of it was, at least 5 minutes was, she had to go back and really check with the doctor to find a time that where he could squeeze you in.
Right.
That would not be the first thing in the morning, because you had said that you didn't want to go first thing in the morning because it was too far away and too early. What?
I feel tightness. I feel tightness
in my
chest.
You may have to go now.
If you do need to get in earlier,
yes,
they can fit you in just about any morning at 8 a.m. if you just give them a heads up.
Well, you know, next week is Thanksgiving week.
Right.
You know, and then this particular date of the 29th, I have something scheduled on that particular date.
Well, move it. Move it.
It's just my health.
Move it.
It can wait.
Move whatever it is you're blocking right now in this position.
Why are they making me wait so long to tell me the bad news?
If you would agree to go at 8 a.m., you probably could go just about any morning.
All right, now this you have to be honest with me about. Do you know something that I don't know?
Kind of.
Kind of doesn't cut it. Kind of does not. I'm asking you directly. This is just like the debates last night. Mr. Edwards, Mr. Obama.
Sure, I'll give you a hint.
All right, give me a hint. All right,
she said to me, for instance, when I went in for my physical,
right,
whatever it was with the finger and everything, the big yearly physical,
right,
like 6 months ago, she said, we've simply faxed you your numbers, and we talked about it on the phone.
Yes.
We don't want to talk about Mike's numbers on the phone. We want him to come in.
What?
Did you steal that lighter from me, incidentally?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Oh.
It's not
that's
yours.
A sweet, cheap one.
You have the Bix.
No, that's a sweet, cheap
but
one.
But I might have stolen one during the 2 days you were gone. Did you get it back?
No.
You know, then I have to answer that question honestly. I did steal that. And what this is throwing caution to the wind right now.
Sure.
Why wait till the commercial break? That's what I'm saying right now. So what you know is that it's, you know, as opposed to doing it over the phone, you have to be there in person.
Right. That's what she said.
Right.
But it's good that you admitted to stealing the lighter, because if, God forbid, something happens,
I wouldn't want to go out with a lie. As a matter of fact, I remember that, and I thought about that, and I'm sorry that I stole your lighter.
A BFD.
I'm asking for forgiveness.
You know me, I'm all about forgiveness. Absolutely. Forget about it.
Now all you got to do is get on the Metro.
So that's it, basically, that you know, you talk to her. Ooh, I dropped it. I lost it. All right, I'll go
there
see
There it
her.
Is.
I talked to the nurse, and then she talked to the doctor.
Right.
And we'd all like you to show up on the 29th.
All of
us. Who's the doctor and the nurse and you?
Yeah, and all of your friends.
All of us.
I think we should all show up.
Would you?
I'd be there if you asked me to.
Because if I get the news that I'm expecting, we can go out for just really. When's the last time we all did a pre-show lunch?
If you would let me come in the room when he's examining you or whatever, I'd show up.
I would. I'd even make it on your clock. I do it earlier.
Yeah, I'll show up. I'll show up at the 10:15 show.
We could all do that, and then Chinese.
Would you all come with me?
Well, sure.
Yes.
All right, 10:15 on the 29th?
Yes. Yeah.
Would you all come?
I promise.
Sure. Bring the tape recorder?
Yeah.
You're all welcome. Well, he's not going to do any prodding or probing with that.
I bet when he sees that tape recorder, he really puts on a show.
One rule, though.
What's that?
If I want to lie, you can't intervene.
If you want to lie about what? Like when he asks you questions about your lifestyle?
Yes.
He says, now, Mike, you're still a non-smoker, right?
I shouldn't say that. I've lied to other people about that. No, I'll go on the 29th.
You're all welcome.
You're all invited.
Joe, too?
Huh?
Joe, too?
Yes.
I've made a note of it.
And please, the only one requirement I would have for each and every one of you.
Yeah?
When you come to my appointment at 10:15, please wear Christmas sweaters.
I was going to come in a coat and tie.
And Christmas sweaters like women would wear.
That have, like, stitching of
beads.
Do I have any other kind of Christmas sweaters?
You don't.
Other than women's?
You don't. Gingerbread man, snowflakes.
The one that Don's wearing today would not be acceptable.
No,
that Christmas sweater?
No. This is my Halloween sweater, Rob. You're right. It's
Thanksgiving, Don.
Well, let's be honest. It's got the pumpkin on it. I'm fudging.
And the horn of plenty.
I'm fudging. It's really my decorative, What are you doing now?
He's lighting his pot smoking candle.
Lighting a second one, I think.
No, I'm not.
Oh, I see.
I'm just using the top of the Yankee candle for an ashtray. And there's my Martha Stewart tip of the day.
May I light the candle?
No.
No?
No, I don't like the candle.
It helps eat the smoke.
I don't like the candle. The candle brings up all sorts of weird memories for me. So I don't,
really?
I don't like
Does the doctor know about that?
Lighting a candle brings up weird memories? Why?
Hot wax torture?
I can't.
Why? What are you talking about?
I can't say.
You're going to write this down with a cigarette in your mouth.
Right.
B-R-
No, no. Stop. Oh. Stop.
Oh, you can light a candle without that?
Yeah.
Sure, go ahead.
The nose and the memory is very, very linked together. With that,
James
that
Lipton calls it sense memory.
Does he really?
Yes, he does. It helps you get to the core of your feelings.
Well, thanks for telling me that, you old queen.
You're a double K. You're a complicated cat, Mike O'Mara.
I am very, very complicated. I lead a very, very complicated life, and that did I tell you I had a complicated dream last night?
What was that?
I really did. I mean, a vivid, write it down. Like, you've had dreams before. You dream and you remember them, right? You remember them very vividly?
Sometimes, yeah.
I hardly ever do, but I had a extraordinarily vivid sex dream that was immediately followed by a dream that I can't make any sense of whatsoever. But it was as vivid as if somebody was playing a DVD in a machine and putting it before me.
Wow. When you woke up, did you take a moment to think, did that really happen? Because occasionally,
but it was extremely.
Who were you having sex with?
I was having sex. It was not having sex, but it was sexual. Heather Locklear.
Yeah. So it was the bad part.
It wasn't that bad. The bad part was later when I had a dream that I was upstairs and I had a tweed sport coat on and no pants. And I couldn't find my pants to put my pants on.
Right.
And every single member of my family came into my bedroom, and it was my childhood bedroom that I had, and every member of my immediate family came in, and then the extended family members started coming in, including people I didn't know, grown people in the family with boyfriends, fiancés, girlfriends, and they were all in there, and they were standing there, and I was trying to communicate.
This is why you got to get to the doctor right away.
I know.
I've had that dream.
I know.
Not really.
I was trying to get them to come to get out of the room because I had to get my pants on, and I wasn't going to move my tweed sport coat out of the way to put my pants on because I didn't have underwear.
Did you watch 30 Rock last night?
No, I didn't.
Because there was missing pants in that episode.
Yeah, it was about that.
No, I didn't watch that.
Interesting.
No,
I
didn't.
Dr. Freud, I would say that you were covering up your genitals in front of your family.
Mm-hmm.
What does that say, Grasshopper?
Feeling vulnerable.
I think
shame.
A tweed jacket.
Well, that's because he's Irish.
But he never wears a tweed jacket. A tweed jacket. Was it one of those jackets that had, like, patches on the elbows?
It was not. It didn't have patches on the elbows, but it was that kind of jacket.
Okay.
It was, you know, one of those old kind of wool sport coats.
Did you have a shirt on?
Yeah. In fact, I think that the look was I had a dress shirt without a tie.
Yeah.
Oh, this is how vivid it was. A wool sport coat that was a brown wool sport coat that I had on.
All right,
kind of
right.
A tweed look.
All right.
No pants on. And the reason I was mortified that I couldn't get anybody to leave the bedroom was because I had no pants on.
You wanted to.
And I don't think I had shoes on either, but I might have had socks, and I might have had white socks on, which I don't wear with, you know, with like dress clothes, with my school clothes.
You mentioned.
And I think it was all related to sex. I came home last night, and because Don had talked about a little activity he'd had, I had said something to you like, you know, maybe I'll schedule it.
Right.
And Carla was tired and was not in the mood.
Mm-hmm.
And we both fell very quickly to sleep.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I had the dream about Heather Locklear. The only dream I can tell you, the only thing about Heather Locklear is that I was standing behind her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Of course you were. That's where you always are.
And I had my hands around in front of her.
Shopping.
And I was you know.
Sweet peaches, what have I done?
I was doing a little touchy-touchy and then a little. A little nuzzling.
Mommy boobies.
When you were making love to Heather Locklear.
I wasn't making love to her. I didn't,
okay.
Didn't get that far.
Never went that far.
It was me, and she was kind of cuddling at me. And then I went from holding them to, you know, moving my
and then your whole
my
family,
lips down there.
Then your whole family was standing in front of you.
It was like
this also in your childhood bedroom?
No, this was like a second thing.
Separate,
I think that dream ended,
chapter.
And then I was still asleep. And then the one that I had right before I woke up was the one where everybody was in my family. It was a holiday thing. It was like Thanksgiving.
Sure. Were you the age you are now?
Probably. That I don't know. I'm not sure. But it seemed like it because I remember very vividly there were grown children.
Were there any of your relatives who had passed that were in the dream?
Maybe, but I can't tell you specifically.
That explains it.
But I know it was family members, mm-hmm. but it was more like cousins with their kids that had grown up. A lot of young women.
Were you aroused?
No. I was with part one of the dream. I was, you know, and I'm not even a Heather Locklear fan.
I think the second part of the dream is you were ashamed that you had the dream with Heather Locklear and you were trying to hide your shame.
No, I don't think it's shame.
It's very. I mean, I'm telling the truth. It's a very vivid dream that I had, and it was very.
You were feeling exposed and vulnerable.
It might be the tumor.
Might
be the tumor.
Any drinking last night?
It's that,
no, none.
It's zero. That cat that liked making it with his mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know that cat from ye olde Greek time.
Making it with his mom.
What's his name?
Oedipus.
That's right.
Well,
Oedipus.
How could it be Oedipal in nature? I don't even remember my mom being in the room.
Well, right. You mentioned your mom.
Did I mention my
mom?
Yeah,
you did.
Maybe, but I don't. I'm trying to think now. It's hours have passed. I wrote it down. It's in the uh-huh. car. I didn't bring it.
Is it on your blog online?
No. Shut up, Rob.
Now you've gone too far.
So that's quite enough.
I apologize.
That was way too.
That was.
But the Heather Locklear part was without, you know, doing everything with her had to be one of the more erotic dreams I had. And wow. I think what it was is because I retired last evening with a great deal. Of sexual tension. That's what it was.
Well, so, you know.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Haven't done that. Didn't do that today either.
Oh.
I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting.
Still waiting for the release?
Yeah.
To release the hounds?
I'm saving myself from a good lady.
Oh, you're saving?
Yeah. 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 Because I really, that's just what I'm kind of doing right now.
Mm-hmm. Saving up.
Yeah. Well, see, I don't have the same skills, if you know what I mean, that other people in this room have. So in order for me to make it really good, it helps me to wait. You've talked about that before. You know, when you wait a long time,
it makes it even better.
And that's what, that's what I'm shooting for.
So to speak.
Kaboom.
That's what I'm shooting for. But thank you for making the appointment for me. You just know, you know me so well. You know me so well at this point in time that you knew that I had no intention of making a call to the doctor's office.
No, and here's the other bad part. If you know, because he's the doctor that gave you your meds for when you were having your Hispanic attacks,
mm-hmm.
if you don't go in to at least have your regular yearly physical.
I already had my physical.
No, but also with the follow-up.
With the follow-up. Uh-huh.
Like, then they won't give you meds.
Oh, really?
Right. That's part of their hypocritical oath. I mean, I know I'm being funny there, but it's true. It's that whole thing. Like, I have to see you, and I have to make sure you're okay,
right.
And I have to tell you absolutely everything about you so that with a clear conscience I can write you a prescription for 1,000 Xanax.
Well, that means that my strategy was correct then, leading up to this physical. Stockpiling. My stockpiling has worked.
Yeah,
fantastic. I've been providing them for the whole neighborhood. Really. And occasionally slipping them to the dogs just to watch them drift off to sleep.
And me, I totally spaced on what the date is. Tomorrow's November 17.
Right.
That means nothing to anybody. I was getting ready to leave the house today, and Jan said, oh, don't forget, tomorrow we're going to Atlantic City. And I said, what are we doing in Atlantic City? She said, you remember Pete? That's the guy's name. Uh-huh. The guy from Philly.
You rolling up there again?
Oh, yeah.
This is the weekend that he's bought a room,
uh-huh.
and it's his treat.
How did you react to that? Did you are you excited?
It was the hands and the face thing. You know, I was just like,
I thought it might be. You have had a bit of a week.
God, yeah. And I had my hand like tell him
my father died.
She's like, I think he's really looking forward to it. Probably good for you. Janet says this to me.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't agree more. That's a perfect escape hatch. That's a wonderful place to go.
I said, it probably would be, except I'm going with, you know,
Pete,
the most obnoxious guy I've ever met, who for whatever reason
loves you,
loves the fact that I don't like him.
Right, mm-hmm.
Thrives on it.
Yes, he does.
Seems to enjoy it.
Feeds on it.
I predict you'll have a tremendous amount of patience for that.
I doubt it.
I don't think so.
I doubt it.
I'm being sarcastic.
I'm not going on a lot of sleep this week.
Right.
So there's a good chance if we get our asses in the car and make that four-hour drive up,
uh-huh.
and then we stand in line with the Sea of Humanity for an hour to get our rooms, to be able to go upstairs, to lose a couple of $100s,
right.
have a very awkward dinner with this guy, to try to pull ourselves away from him before midnight.
What time will you be leaving on Sunday morning?
Six.
6 a.m. Your Atlantic City schedule is highly unmanageable for me.
That is not totally by my choice. Janet has something she has to do on Sunday.
Okay, all right.
So she has to be home by like noon or 1 o'clock on Sunday. Sure. So it's a weird turnaround, and I probably will have a great time. It's just, you know, the guy's just a putz.
Well, you know what? I recommend heavy drinking. I think that'll take care of everything. You're going to have more time with him now, more FaceTime, because you're not going to be just going to a show. You're going to have the sit-down dinner, which I believe you didn't have the last time you were there.
That's right.
And he won't have food poisoning this time.
Oh, that's right. He won't have thrown up. He won't have vomited.
Sour stomach.
And was it that Jan said that he called sometime this week? She didn't bother me with it, that he had called, and that he had some real empathy because he lost. He lost his mom or her dad like a year ago. So.
Oh, good. So you'll be able to talk about that, which I know you'll look forward to.
That will be nice.
Because I know how much you enjoy going over those things.
Sharing stories.
Oh, boy. Well, good luck. Good luck to you on that one.
And I finally got a publicity picture of this cat, of this guy. He's the CEO of some famous company.
So he has what's called an executive shot?
Yes. And I am not kidding. The celebrity he most resembles, I don't remember. I'm having a brain fart. Famous actor. Was in the movie Norma Rae, the guy who was the lawyer for Sally Field.
I know who you're talking about. He was like the pro bono activist. He was the union activist.
Who is that guy? He was in like
He looks a little bit like Judd Hirsch.
Hey, this is your job, Rob.
I know. I'm looking it up for you.
Oh, he has not been in a lot of other things, but he has a similar look to Judd Hirsch. He's like a combination of Judd Hirsch and the guy and the Carradine brother from Revenge of the Nerds.
It's Ron Liebman.
That's it.
That's him.
Yeah,
that's
Ron Ruben. Liebman.
That's him.
A huge mouth, if I remember correctly.
Huge mouth.
Very large mouth.
Big schnoz.
Right.
And the whole time I'm sitting with the guy, that's what I'm thinking. Norma Rae.
And will he be bringing Marilyn Monroe with him again?
Oh, her.
You mean the lady with the boob cream and the face cream?
Leatherface.
Yep.
Bejeweled, his bejeweled bride.
Yes, leather. Yeah, Rob, Leatherface will be there.
Did she have platinum blonde hair?
Yeah, but fake blonde. Uh-huh.
Did she have? Did she smell of fine perfume?
She did.
The finest.
I'm sure.
She was the one that was going on and on about the creams that would make the cracks in her skin between her boobs clear up. The stuff that she bought at Nordstrom's, whatever that's.
I predict you're going to have a fantastic time. I predict you will come back from Atlantic City with a newfound friend.
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed.
Friends for life.
I really do. Well, I'm serious.
BFF.
Unless I meet a stranger like at a slot machine, I highly doubt it.
It might be one of those relationships where you guys shake your head all the way up there. Oh God, here we go. And then you before you're going down to dinner, you take this big deep breath and you say to yourself, "Oh, here we go." And then.
Not a chance.
You just enjoy hating him.
Not a chance.
All right. You're doing this for your lady.
And also because, she's probably right. I do need to get out of the house. And, it'll be nice to go up there. It's that guy.
Yeah.
So I'll let you know.
Good luck.
Normally I'd be excited about going to Atlantic City. We'll see what happens. However, we did get one other piece of news today that I do think is exciting.
Okay.
And that is the fact that Fox Sports has called to inquire as to where FireJoeKibbsNow.com is from.
There you go.
And
You go.
Who's that tool on Channel 9?
Brett Haber.
Okay. That's right.
Yeah.
He was rolling with it last night on TV.
It's getting hot.
Very so nice. He started the ball rolling, and today some muckety-muck from Fox Sports called and said, "What's all this in the nation's capital?"
It's a great website, Fire Joe Gibbs Now.
As the Redskins head into Dallas, is Washington really? And that's how it's being posted.
Sure.
Is Washington really turning on Joe?
53%, I believe, now in favor of firing the coach.
It's a squeaker.
Two fat loser DJs have started a website.
Well, you have to take authorship on that one. That was your idea.
Mike. Listen, if this gets us on Fox Sports, I share it with you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I really do.
Wanted to be two fat guys, not just one fat guy.
You know, I went to it today, right before the show, as a matter of fact, and I was reading, and there's a lot of good stuff on there, pro and con.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really good stuff. Sure. There's the obligatory people, how dare you, that kind of stuff, and then there's the detailed people about how they've been crying all season long. But then there's some really well thought out reasons why, you know, we should move on. And the whole, it's a pretty good website.
The whole thing that makes it funny is that it was a goof on my part, a knee-jerk reaction to them screwing the pooch again.
Last week.
We had Joe put the website together, which means really, you know, quality was job number 1,000.
It looks good.
You look at it, it does look like a slap together thing, but that's what it is. It's a slap together thing.
That's okay.
But for God's sakes, I'm telling you, it's got some mo behind it now, some momentum.
And it happens to be, well, it used to be famous in this town. It happens to be Dallas Week. It happened to be, it used to be a very big deal. It has, you know, it's lost some of its luster.
And for those of you around the country who don't follow the Washington Redskins on our ever-dwindling network of stations, root against the Redskins every week, because from now on, the more the Redskins lose, the better the chances are that Mike and I will finally be thrust into the public platform that we so richly deserve.
Amen.
It will be Mike and I sitting there on the PTI set.
Right.
Not the old orange fossil.
It'll be fantastic.
Not him.
It'll be a special thing. We will do it kind of on the coaching carcass of Joe Gibbs, but we will do it nonetheless. You know, and hasn't he had a great career anyway?
Really? Sure, he has.
Doesn't he have more money than Jesus?
Yes,
he's got
the
NASCAR. He's got, you know, he's got all the money in the world.
He'll be fine.
Sure he'll be just fine.
Sure he does. And I love the fact that it's almost, you know, sacrilegious to
say. Oh, yeah, the whole irreverent. Well, that's the whole point of it, is the whole irreverent. Oh, my God.
You fire joke. Now, there are so many problems with the team, but this guy has done so much for the team. How could you possibly say to fire him?
Any coach or manager in, you know, in any other sport, you know, the fans can clamor for that. But in this town, it's a little bit different when you talk about Joe Gibbs. And that is why I think you thought it was a good idea. Because, you know
what?
You're tweaking it a little bit.
It's funny.
You're tweaking it.
Right now, I'm really, really, I'm really rooting. I'm rooting for 5-11.
One of the emails that I read on the website says that it will never happen.
That he'd be fired?
That he will retire before he gets fired.
Well, I agree with that.
Yeah, and I think that, yeah, I think I, all season, I don't think, I just don't think Dan Snyder would have the guts to do
realistically,
that.
We know that, that he's not going to be fired.
Right. It's That's why it's fun to say fire him.
What if he retires in week 13?
I would say, I would take that as a win.
Sure. Oh, of course.
I would take that as a win.
He'll stay till the end.
Hey, but here's the company line,
he'll
stay
till 5-11.
Hey, but Don, it's all about the winning. It's all about the winning. If things turn around... Yeah, there's nothing we would like better than to be wrong.
That's right, Mike.
Thanks so much.
As a season ticket
That's
holder.
Your line.
That's, hey, you know what? And you got that one, too. You raised that one up the flagpole. You are a season ticket holder.
And you know how they're going to turn it around? By playing Redskins football.
That's right, Robbie. You got that right, Rob. I just don't think, you know, they're just going to clamor those two fat dish jockeys. They're just not going
to
know.
Here's Redskins football. Hand off to the right, hand off to the left, throw a two-yard pass on third down, then have the punter come in, and he shanks a punt to the right. That's Redskins football.
See you Redskins football.
Special
also, Redskins football is you're winning for the entire game.
Yes.
And then, like, in the last 2 minutes, you just give it away.
Right.
You just flat give it away. And, folks, that's not playing. That's coaching.
And after the ninth loss, we will link the Fire Joe Gibbs Now website to the Hire Russ Grimm website.
Also, Redskins.
Because we're not all negative.
Redskins football is a healthy dose of kneeling down and not looking at the kick. And having a prayer breakfast.
Praying. Yeah.
Right.
Pray on it.
Mm-hmm.
Got to pray on that a little bit.
That's right.
Let's all pray on FireJoeGibbsNow.com.
Well, I don't know how many hits we've gotten, but yesterday, what was it, over 26,000 hits yesterday?
Something like that.
I know that Mark Brunell is praying.
I'm praying. Thanks a lot, Rob. Good luck to us.
Play Redskins football, Mark.
Redskins football.
Jesus Christ. Come on, please.
It's a football game.
I mean, seriously. Seriously. The game has passed the cat by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And look at his lieutenants that he's got. You've got Al Saunders.
No, Rob, I know. What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
Whenever I say, look at the lieutenants.
Right.
Yeah, he's like, gets excited.
No, it's not a German reference.
And incidentally, I couldn't tell with your email if it was tinged in sarcasm or not. Do you or do you not like the trailer for the Tom Cruise Nazi movie that you sent me today?
I should hope you would know that it looks horrible.
Okay, we'll see. When you send me something that says, I think the header was, this is a great trailer.
Yeah, it was to be read like Michael Hoover. This is a great trailer.
So it's the opposite.
Well, you tell me when you see Jerry Maguire in an eye patch.
It's pretty bad.
You know does that, he look like as I saw? No. I've only seen a still.
Does he look like a little
boy in a German uniform?
He does not make a believable Nazi.
No, right? It's just like he. You know what was the movie? Oh, what the hell was the movie? Born on the 4th of July. Remember when they put the fake beard on him?
Right,
and he didn't. He looked like a little boy at Halloween with a fake beard on.
Remember in A Few Good Men when he would? You'd almost buy him as a young attorney, and
he
then
came close in that.
And
one.
He would do that smile, that risky business smile,
right?
And lose it.
Right.
When he looks at the people and says, "We're going to kill Hitler," you expect him to put on Ray-Bans and start dancing. And it's just wrong.
Yeah. Tom Cruise, you know, I mean, he's youthful looking, but almost to a fault.
It's said based on a true story.
Right.
And I know history to an extent. I don't remember the story. I guess I've heard tales of this, but they've rewritten history to a way where Tom Cruise appears to be the all-American Nazi, the one guy in this two and a half minute short, he's the guy that's wearing the eye patch and has the Iron Cross, and he says, you know, of course, without an accent.
Oh, he doesn't use a German accent.
He says,
"Why bother?
What we must realize is that Hitler's plan is awful. We must get together, and we must take him down." And then it says, "From the director of X-Men."
Yep,
exactly. And it looks like a dopey comic book thing.
Is this the story of the guy that brought the briefcase with the bomb in it? Is this what it was? Wasn't there one attempt on Hitler's life?
There were numerous attempts. Yeah.
Oh, there were numerous. Okay. On the Führer's life. Jesus Christ.
What I get from this is that the plan was called Valkyrie, and that was Hitler's final plan if things really went teats up during the war.
Okay.
And they were going to use Valkyrie.
And in this movie, they make it look like a modern-day thriller because you see fast cuts from, like, Nazi headquarters, and then another Nazi picks up the phone and says, "It's time to implement Plan Ross Valerie."
Valkyrie.
You know, yeah. And then Tom Cruise is running around going, you know, like he's in Mission Impossible.
Oh, does he run?
Yes.
Like every movie where he's got to do the Tom Cruise hold my head still run.
But what happened is they were going to use the forces to actually kill Hitler without the forces realizing it. But if you want to save $9, Hitler didn't die till 45.
Thank you, Rob.
Thanks for the history lesson.
That movie doesn't even come out till when, next summer?
I thought it was early next year.
All right, well, I guess you were kidding then.
No, he looks like he's in a Halloween costume. Email. That's all I know.
Hello. I hope we can go.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
After Mike's appointment.
Hello.
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 Hey, what's happening?
Hey, you were talking about Ron Liebman.
Constantly.
Do you remember that movie called Up the Academy?
Do not.
Nope.
From about 1980.
Up the Academy?
No, sir.
Yeah. The movie was so bad that he made them take his name off the credits.
Okay, thank you. That's a show stopper.
Wow, how do you respond to that?
Stopping call. Hello.
Standard. I thought that was a porno movie with that statue like you talk about, you know, Up the Academy.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Speak to us. I hear breathing.
And okay, let's try that one. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes.
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 Who's this, Joe?
No.
No.
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
Yes.
This is Don?
Yes.
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 Yeah. Okay. I have something to tell Mike.
Yes.
Yes.
He
doesn't have to worry, okay?
Yes.
No.
I
yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
I have a similar problem, okay?
No.
Yes.
No.
And
what? Yes. Hold on a second.
Yes.
What do you mean you have a similar problem? There's been no problem identified here.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh,
what? You say, I have a similar problem. Then Mike, it sounds like you got the palsy.
Mike has a bit of a phobia about finding out what it is that the doctor wants to tell him about his test results.
Might have a good ending, okay?
Yes.
Yes.
I went to my doctor. He said I needed to see me right away, which was like a week and a half later. Because I live in Las Vegas. Okay? He said, your liver is on the edge. No more alcohol.
Uh-huh.
Yes. He said, your blood pressure is 166 over 91.
Yes.
Your pulse is 101. And your cholesterol is 458. Well,
why couldn't he have just told you you had a week to live and then you would have left us?
but my cholesterol...
Then I wouldn't have had to suffer through this call.
None of us would.
Mike, you could stop all of this if you will just go to the doctor.
I'll go Monday morning.
Yes.
No, you won't.
Why not?
Why
Come
not?
On, Mike. Do it,
Mike, so we can, before the we have our turkey, we can find out if you're lying.
Cholesterol is down to 420.
All right.
Get out of here.
Thank you, Baron von Steinhump.
A happy ending.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry, I'm sensitive.
Baron von Steinhump.
Baron von Steinhump. He's also in the Tom Cruise movie.
Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
I got a horror story there for Mike.
Oh, peaches and cream.
Good. He's in a good mood for it.
Franks and beans.
I'm enjoying this.
Yeah, that's kind of turnaround, isn't it, Rob?
So, yeah.
All right.
We don't even know what's wrong with you.
There's been no diagnosis given. As a matter of fact, there's been no indication that there is any diagnosis.
Correct. So you should just get your butt in there and find out.
First thing Monday.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
All right. Mike, same thing happened to me. I was told to come back, no big rush. So I was like, fine, not a problem. With my girlfriend for 7 years. Damn if I don't have herpes now. Watch out, Mike.
That's exactly what they want to tell you.
Are you ready for this, sir? You can't get something that you already have.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
And I do.
He doesn't.
Along with all of them.
In fact, I want to kiss you on the mouth to stop you from saying such ridiculous things.
Buzz, all the things you were saying in your newscast the other day, all the ones that are statistically up in America right now.
Right, all the STDs.
Herpes, syphilis, chlamydia, all of them. Right. Warts.
Everything's up.
All of them.
Hello there. This is the Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
How's everybody doing today?
Super duper.
Listen, I think the best thing that
we're all going to hold our breath till we go see that great Dustin Hoffman movie together tonight.
The Excellent. Wonder Emporium of Mr. Mangorian.
You know, it's been so long since there's been a movie truly rated G that has real actors in it.
Natalie Portman, Dustin Hoffman.
Jason, I'd like to remind you, though, when you take the family out tonight, watch out for those leaves. We've had a lot of leaves now. They're dangerous.
Would that be because of the wind or so?
The wind and the rain. Uh-huh. Hey, hello, what's up?
Well, it's the best thing to do with your season tickets is just leave them lay in your kitchen along with your parking pass.
Leave them lay!
Yeah, that's right. That's what I love to do. I love to just wait. Why don't I just open the window and throw...
They are Redskins tickets. Would you like to buy my PSL?
Why don't I just open the window and throw the money outside? No, you dumbass. I paid for the tickets. I'm going there. My ass will be in the seat every week.
You're a glutton for punishment, my friend.
Leave them lay!
Come on.
Leave him lay there.
Leave him lay.
And another reason that the Redskins just are a piss-poor organization is that, like, yesterday, what was the junk mail we got from the Redskins yesterday? Attention, super-duper fan.
Right.
Your contract for season tickets is up after the 2008 season. If you decide to re-up for another 5 years in the next 2 weeks, we will take 10% off the price we're charging right now.
That's like almost what Disney does with the DVDs.
Yep.
You know, for a limited amount of time, and you've got to act now before the offer closes, before the window of opportunity closes.
That's right, because after December 11th, if I want the opportunity to buy my seats in 2009, I'll have to pay whatever ridiculous price they're charging then.
Right.
So you've only got like a 2 week window to do that.
Yeah.
Aren't they sweet? Aren't they considerate?
It's a special.
They're just terrific.
They're running a special.
That's what they care about.
Yeah, that is their number one priority.
FireJoeGibbsNow.com. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Fox Sports is crazy for it.
Yeah, they are.
Hello.
Aloha, Don and Mike.
Aloha to you.
Hey, I've got a question for Mike.
Yes, sir.
Mike, when you were with Heather Locklear, I'm curious, did you cut loose in her hair?
No. We did not get to that point.
Never went
that simply. Okay. It was simply what I would describe. I've read this in some textbooks. It's sometimes referred to as petting.
Was it heavy petting?
No, because I believe heavy petting would have been
down there.
Near South America.
You just got to second base with her.
Yes.
Right?
Elaborate second base.
Stole second.
Right. I understand.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Right, mother's milk.
Right, exactly.
Right. Mommy boobies.
Mm-hmm. But I woke up, ready for bear today.
Gotcha.
Really did.
Keep saving that sperm.
I will do it. But maybe about the time you're, turning in up in Atlantic City, I'll have my opportunity, When the house is all quiet, you can hear the crickets. And all of a sudden, there's a rustle. There's a rustle, and well over 280 pounds starts to shift its weight over there. And the sound is something like this. I make a similar sound to, what are those bison that they have on the African Serengeti, you know, the ones with the big horns. I think they're not yaks.
Like a rhino?
It's not a rhino.
They have two horns?
It's a water buffalo. Water buffalo. You know, and that's how Carla knows it's time. She hears the sound of
the snort.
You know what it is? You could either be the old-time Buffalo Bills logo on their helmet.
Right.
Remember the old ones?
Yes.
A standing buffalo?
Right.
Or the new modern one that has the buffalo jumping ahead.
The modern one would move quicker. It would move much quicker.
The luckiest lady in the world just chimed in with something. That's Janet.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Of course. When did
she call?
Just now on the hotline.
Oh, all right.
She didn't want to come on the air, but she wanted to remind you that if you re-upped your tickets through 2009, you get a complimentary ticket to the first home playoff game.
No charge.
Yeah, baby.
Sort of like giving a unicorn saddle, isn't it?
Like one?
I think one per ticket that you buy.
All right. But they have to make the playoffs first.
Well, yeah, and they've got to do well enough to get a home playoff game. When's the last time they've had a home playoff game? I don't think in this stadium.
And with that, they're jumping the gun.
I think Norv had one.
Did he have one in this stadium?
Norv did have one playoff game in their stadium.
The one I remember is when they had to fly to Tampa.
But with that, what they're doing is they're hedging their bets.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
That would give me – they financially – that very offer means that financially they would reap the rewards of the Redskins not making the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
By offering you a free ticket, they're saying if they don't go to the play, hey, that's okay. We got those season ticket holders
playoff
with
money
that.
Without
that's
the right. effort. Yeah.
Oh, that's abysmal. That's horrible.
Or very, very
and
clever.
And remember, this is a limited time offer. I only have until December 11th, and after that, it goes back into the Walt Disney Carl Yastrzemski Frozen Vault.
It's Ted Williams,
Frozen Head.
That is so despicable. It really is.
And that's what Redskins football is all about.
We will gladly provide you with a complimentary season ticket bonus playoff ticket if you re-up now for the special discounted price with our two-week limited opportunity window.
I swear to Christ, Jack, if there was a way that you could fire the owner, that is what the website would be.
That would be better.
Fire Snyder. We can't do that.
Mm-mm.
So
yep.
let's just make Coach Joe, the sacrificial lamb.
A lot of that on the website, too. Fire Dan Snyder.
Buy now and get $3 off all Redskins Super Bowl merchandise.
Merchandise.
Of course, they have to make it to the Super Bowl first.
Wow.
Don't split hairs.
Well, won't we have... I tell you, if they do make the playoffs, won't we have egg on our face?
Yeah. No chance, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
No chance. 5-11, my friends. Dallas week. Got it. Oh, my God. God damn.
Look at the time.
Sorry, God, I've used your name 8,000 times in vain. Or, God, we got a break. We'll be right. God damn. Commercial.
This is the Don and Mike Show.